It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, program director for the WEKU stations. Listener Lisa emailed in response to a comment she heard last week. She writes, "It made me cringe to see the guy from Corbin talk about how supposedly terrible Q is. It might not be relevant to his life, but I really enjoy the show. I enjoy learning about other cultures and hearing perspectives from outside the U.S., although Q is definitely still very influenced by the U.S. and our media. It's not boring, nor silly, nor pretentious. It might not be everyone's cup of tea, but it's a nice change from the other news-only shows." David from Lexington wrote on Tuesday afternoon regarding a story he apparently heard from Kentucky Public Radio, "I can't believe your reporter just gave significant voice to the dangerous belief that standard vaccines are harmful. This is not in any way a belief backed by science, and your reporter should have been very clear about the risks involved in not vaccinating children or adults." On Saturday, Alice wrote, "Following NPR's special coverage of Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump's announcement of the selection of his running mate, she says, silencing wait, wait, don't tell me for a Trump announcement we already knew about and the news would carry ad nauseum anyway is nothing less than egregious. Please don't demean your audience with this trash." I wrote back to her saying, "I hope you realize that we feel an obligation to provide coverage of all sides of the political spectrum. Airing special news coverage is never about silencing the programming that is preempted, and it's rarely an easy decision." We're always interested in your feedback. Write to us at WEKU at eku.edu, post on Facebook, or send a tweet at 889WEKU, or leave a voice message at 859-622-1657. Then tune in for listener feedback again next Monday on 889WEKU.